Once again, I say good morning to family of God. I just want to reiterate what we heard from the praise team, or however you call the team, says that we got the victory. I want to remind us as Christian, we got the victory. And if you are not have not trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, I want to let you know you also need to have the victory. Amen. I think we had a very wonderful worship meeting this morning. I was blessed. And I take note. You know, sometimes we need to pay attention to even the song that we sing, because there is message in every song. Every song, there is a message. And I was listening to the last song that we sing this morning, and I took some note. And he said that he was asking a question in the chorus. Oh, Lord Jesus, how long? How long he shouted that glad song? How long? And I know that many are asking the question, as we see the time in which we live in, the surrounding around us, we are asking this question, Lord, how long? And I find the answer. It is not the message I'm going to speak this morning, but I find the answer in the book of Hebrews. And if you turn with me, you don't have to turn there. Lord, my Jesus, how long? And in Hebrews chapter 10, we got the answer right here. Verse 37 says, for yet a little while, and he that shall come, he will come, and he will not tarry. Praise the Lord. How long, my Jesus, how long? He that shall come, he will come, and he will not tarry, but the just shall live by faith. But I also like the verse 35. You know what the verse 35 says? He says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which you had great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience after that you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And then he said, yet a little while, and he that shall come, he will come, and he will not tarry. Praise the Lord. I'm excited knowing that he is going to come and he will keep his promise. Shall we pray? Father, we thank thee for another day of grace that you extend to us. We thank you, God, for this gathering. We thank you, God and Father, even now as thy word shall go forth. We pray, O God, if there is anyone here who have not yet trusted thee as Lord and Savior for the salvation of the soul, Lord, that they may listen to your word and give them a heart that would receive your word, and that they may trust thee as Lord and Savior before time change unto eternity. We bless your name, O God, right now, in Jesus' precious name. We are going to turn our Bibles to the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. Joshua chapter 24. Joshua 24, we're going to read, is now on the verse. Verse 14 says, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father had served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This was the word of Joshua. Joshua remembered that after Moses died, Joshua took over. So we call him Moses' successor. Joshua is Moses' successor. He was Israel's great and mighty military leader. Joshua was the one who took the children of Israel into Canaan. And here, Joshua is instructing and reminding the children of Israel, reminding them, look, see all what the Lord has done for you. See that the Lord has taken you out of bondage. See, he had delivered you from all the enemies, from the Jebusites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and all the other Hittites. And he brought you here in the land of Canaan. And now you're forgetting the God who you should serve and worship. And you're turning to idols. You turn into false God because you reach to Canaan and your pocket is full and you have everything to your leisure and to your pleasure. Now you say you are forgetting the true and living God. And Joshua now is 110 years and about to give up the ghost. And he's giving his farewell message. He's giving his final speech to the children of Israel and reminding them, look all what the Lord has done for you. And now you are turning your back. But I'm reminding you, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. I'm encouraging you to choose life, that you and your inheritance, your descendants may live. That's what was Joshua instructing the children of Israel, reminding them. And sometimes we ourselves need to remind them all what the Lord has done for us. Are we going to walk away from the goodness and the blessing of God? That's what Joshua was saying to the children of Israel. And he's reminding them now, it is up to you. The choice is yours. He's saying, now choose you this day whom you are going to serve. And I want to say to you this morning, everyone, we all have choices to make. God gave us freedom of choice. And the choice we make determine our destiny for life. That's why he wants us to make the right choice. Choices is very important. We make choice every day. As you wake up this morning, you choose what suit you would put on. You wake up this morning, you choose, you make your choice. And thank God he gave everyone freedom of choice. We have freedom of choice. And the choices we make determine our destiny for life. Hence the reason why, my friend, it's important that we make good choice. We make the right choices in life. We make the right choices in life. Because the choices we make determines our destiny. I say here that Joshua, who was a mighty and great military leader, during the conquest of Canaan, he led Israel from victory to victory with good success throughout his journey, not by his power, but by the power of God. Now, Joshua, at the age of 110, is now addressing Israel with his final speech, warning them of the choice that they make, reminding them of the victories and the success is not by their strength, not by their own power, but it's all through the power of God. You're reminding them, sometimes when we think we succeed and our success is so great, sometimes we forget all about God. You know, we forget where we come from. We forget the blessing that we have. It comes from God. And at that time, my friend, what Joshua is warning them is not by your might, not by your power, but all is only by the power of God. He's saying now, asking them now to make the right choice. Joshua is instructing Israel to serve God and to put away the idols and the false God in which they worship, and serve the God, the true and living God, and remind them to choose for yourself whom you may serve. He reminding them, but for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua was able to say that. I wish I would be able to say like Joshua, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But I'm letting you know that everyone, you have a choice to make. Joshua made the choice. That was a choice he made himself. We all have choices to make as we make choice every day. That's what God gave us, freedom of choices. But like I said, the choices we make, it determine our outcome for life. Adam, he made a bad choice. Adam made a bad choice. Adam, he disobeyed God, and he brought sin into the world. And this sin, he passed it upon all men. In that, the word of God says, in that all have sinned. David said, in sin, my mother conceived me. You remind us we are born in sin. We choose to sin. And we practice sin. We're born in sin. We choose to sin. And we practice sin. So man continue making choices. Good choice, he make bad choice. Lot, he made a bad choice. Lot left his uncle Abraham and he went his own way. He built his home in Sodom and Gomorrah. We see that Lot lost everything, even including his wife. She be turned into a pillar of salt. He made a bad choice. Samson made a bad choice. He took an uncircumcised wife of the Philistine. And she make a puppet after him. She make him a circus. He made a bad choice. Made bad choice. Ananias and Sapphira, in the book of Acts chapter 5, they too, they made bad choice. What they did, they tell lies to the Holy Ghost. And what happened? They dropped down dead. They made bad choices. We see again the rich young ruler. He made a bad choice. He came to Jesus for eternal life. Jesus gave him the option. He said to him, "You have a choice to choose eternal life," but he chose his possession. The rich young ruler, he went away sadly. He made his choice. He chose his possession instead of salvation, instead of eternal life. Remember, he came to Jesus. He came and asked Jesus, "What shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And Jesus showed him from the book. Jesus explained to him how he can have eternal life. But in the end, the rich young ruler, he chose his possession and he left. He walked away sadly. He made his choice. He made his choice. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 and 25. Can I put Hebrews 11, 24 and 25 for me, please? Hebrews. All right, I get it from the Bible. Hebrews 11, 24. It says, "By faith, Moses, when he became of age, he refused to be called the sons of Pharaoh, Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with God's people, the people of God, than to enjoy the passing of pleasure of sin." That's what Moses, he make a choice. We know about Moses. He made this choice to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy pleasures of sin for a season. Moses made the choice. We all have choices to make. In Deuteronomy 30 verse 19, Moses, Joshua said the same thing like Moses. Before Moses closed his eyes, before Moses left the scene, before Moses passed away, before Moses handed the mantle to Joshua, this is what Moses says, reminding the children of Israel, the same thing. "I call heaven and earth as a witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing." And he said, therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendant may live." Moses is reminding the children of Israel to choose life, that both they and the descendant may live. And that's the reason why the gospel would continue to preach until the last day. For generation to generation, the gospel of salvation would continue to preach. Moses reminded them, therefore, choose life. We all have choices to make, and the choices you make determine your destiny. In Luke 19, verse 6, Zacchaeus made a choice. Zacchaeus left the sycamore tree and came down to receive Jesus. Zacchaeus made a right choice. He left the sycamore tree, came down to receive Jesus. Luke 4 verse 19, Jesus said to the fishermen of Galilee, "Come, follow me." They left the net immediately and they follow Jesus. Amen. I said they left the net immediately and they followed Jesus. The fishermen, even they made the right choice. In 2 Kings chapter 5, there was a man by the name of Naaman. Naaman, he was a mighty man of valor, the word says, but he was a leper. Naaman, he heard about a prophet in Israel, and Naaman heard it too. A little girl gave him this information, and Naaman decided he's going to leave from Syria to all the way to Israel because he need to be healed. But Naaman on his way, as Naaman reached to the place where the prophet was, remember who Naaman is. Naaman was a man who was a mighty man of valor. He was the commander of the army of Israel. He has rank. He had position. So Naaman came to this place where the prophet was located. And as Naaman was expecting that the prophet would come out to meet him, Naaman was waiting for the prophet to come to him, but the prophet did not come to Naaman. The prophet sent a servant and he said to Naaman, "You have to go and dip 7 times in this lake." Naaman thought with himself, "Look, I have better water in Syria. My water is cleaner than this water. Why should I leave my water in Syria and come and plunge in your dirty lake?" Naaman said that, I think so. But Naaman, as he about to leave, Naaman said, "Okay, I would give it a try." And Naaman came back, but Naaman thought, Naaman, remember, he is in his army suit. He has to take out his gun. He has to take out his mantle. He has to take out his vest. He has to take out his boots. Why? Naaman have to do all these things. But Naaman decided, "I was going to give it a try." And Naaman came and he did what the prophet, what the servant said. Naaman took off his hat. He took off his boots. He took off his everything. And Naaman was exposed. They saw that Naaman was a leper. Sometimes we need to expose ourselves to just to get what God has for us. So as Naaman exposed himself, they saw that Naaman was a leper, but Naaman did what the servant says. He went, he plunged the first time, nothing happened. He plunged the second time, nothing happened. He plunged the fourth time, but when he plunged the seventh time, when Naaman came up, he was clean. Praise the Lord. Naaman leper was gone. Because he was persistent and he believed, he obeyed. Spiteless, he was not too sure in the beginning. But after he came back, he believed and Naaman was healed from his leper. Praise the Lord. I'm saying by faith this morning, if anyone come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be healed of your sin. The word of God reminds us we are all born in sin because Adam disobeyed God. The sin passed upon all men. But God, in his mercy and his grace, God care about his creation. God care about mankind. In his love, God make a way. He make a way by the person of his son, Jesus Christ. And he's saying, "No, anyone who believe on my son, Jesus Christ, the choice is yours. By believing on him for the salvation of your soul, you can be saved for time and eternity." Isn't it wonderful? God did not leave us like that because he loves us. He gave his son for us. He gave that only gift that whosoever choose to receive that gift, you can have eternal life. I say the choice is yours. You can make a choice this morning whether you're going to accept it or reject it, whether you would receive it or leave it. God give everyone a freedom of choice, and the choice we make determine the destiny of our life. That's why he chose that we should make the right choice. Praise the Lord. Friends, I'm saying that you cannot change the past, but you can determine the future by making the right choice. The past is gone, but you can determine the future by making the right choice. The right choice you make, you can surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:12 says, "But as many as receive him, to them he would give the power to become the Son of God." As many as choose to receive him, to them he's going to give the power to become the Son of God. Receiving him is by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. By trusting in him, the word of God said, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me shall have everlasting life." From the moment you believe, from the moment you hear the word and you apply faith, you believe, you are going to have eternal life. And you are not, would not be cast into condemnation, but from that moment, you are passed from death unto life. The word of God reminds us that you can make a choice, you can choose. And no one, we cannot serve two masters. We cannot serve God and ourselves. We cannot serve God and mammon. We cannot serve God and Baal. Choose this day whom you will serve. Joshua says, "For me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Proverbs 14 verse 12 says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death." You have a choice to make. John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Only by through Jesus Christ you can come to the Father. Matthew 16, verse 24, Jesus said, "If any man desire to follow me, let him deny himself and pick up the cross and follow me." In following the Lord Jesus Christ, you have to first deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow me. Following Jesus means surrendering to his will, to the will of God the Father. Surrendering your life to the will of God the Father means following Jesus. Obeying and submitting to the will of God. In John chapter 3, Nicodemus, even he had a choice to make. Jesus told Nicodemus, we know who Nicodemus was, a Pharisee, a leader, and he came to Jesus, but Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see nor enter into the kingdom of God." Nicodemus asked, "How can these things be?" How can a man be born again? How can he enter into the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus remind him, he that is born of flesh is flesh, and he that is born of the spirit is spirit. Say, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. To be born again, we all came into this world as a sinner. Remind us ourselves that as by one man sin entered into the world, and so death passed upon all man. To be born again means to be under a new management. Like the Apostle Paul says, he says, turn to God from idols. From the time you turn to God from idols, you get a new heart. That's what it means to be born again. To be born again means believing that Jesus Christ died for my sin and I trust in him for my salvation. That's what it means to be born again. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. Be born again is coming under new management. For example, if you are working under a company they call Good Tidings, and you've been working there from time you're born, from the time you started your job, and after 34 years of service, then you've been under this management, but now you have a new management. And they said, this new man said to you, I make you the manager now. Now you are no more under this man who's been managing you all the time, but you get a higher rank. But I'm telling you, he's going to still, next Monday you come back to work, this man going to still come and tell you, like he want to tell you what to do. And that's how Satan would act with us. He's going to want to tell us what to do, but you have to let him know that you are now the manager. You are now under new management. And when he let you know that, when you let him know that you are under new management, the time going to come when he's going to leave you alone. But as long as you don't let him know you're under new management, he's going to keep coming, and still want to tell you what to do. You have a point of time when you come, become a new creation in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're under new management. You don't listen to him anymore. He would not stop telling you what to do. That's why the word of God says, if any man is in Christ, he become a new creature. And old things going to pass away and all things going to become new. That's the reason why the man who received the Lord Jesus Christ, you see, he don't talk the way he talked before. He don't go the place he go before. He become a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now he's been led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is his. He direct his step. And the more he yields to the Spirit would be able to empower him and show him what to do. So that's what Jesus said to Nicodemus. You must be born again. And that's what I'm saying to you this morning. If you have not trusted the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul, I'm letting you know that you must be born again. And it's a choice that you have to make. No one can make this choice for you. It's all depend on you. It's all up to you. And you can make the right choice by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. Jesus said, as many as receive me, as many as receive him, to them he's going to give the power to become the Son of God. What is your choice this morning? It's up to you. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and live. You can trust the Lord Jesus Christ this morning for the salvation of your soul before time change to eternity. The choice is yours. I trust that you may make the right choice and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. Amen.